More than 70% of Hawaii's native forest birds are extinct. Nearly 100 species found nowhere else in the world, gone. That according to the American Bird Conservancy. With the birds went the royal feathers, or nahulu ali'i, used for ancient Hawaiian cloaks, or aha'ula.
In a typical Hawaiian cloak, you see three colors, red, yellow, and black.
Sam Ohugon III is the senior scientist and cultural advisor for the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii.
And if we were to try to make a cloak today, we wouldn't be able to do that with the same birds, because only the birds that provided the red feathers, the i'iwi, are still with us, and even those are becoming rare. The black and the yellow were provided by the mamo and the o'o, and both of those are extinct.
34 species are extinct due to avian malaria and avian pox following the arrival of invasive mosquitoes nearly two centuries ago. Dennis LaPointe is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
There were no mosquitoes in the Hawaiian Islands prior to 1826. They're totally an introduced species to the islands. And as luck would have it, the first species to show up, Culex quinquefasciatus, is the classical vector of avian malaria.
Bryce Masada is a conservation program manager working to save honey creepers on the Garden Isle.
This is an akikiki, found only on the island of Kauai in the native rainforest at the center of the island. Since the 1970s, the akikiki population has declined by over 90%. Today, there's only about 500 akikiki left in the wild. And based on the population trends, this species will go extinct within a few years' time.
Masada and his associates are raising akipipi chicks in captivity as a stopgap measure. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is studying the feasibility of introducing sterile male mosquitoes to mate with females that produce no offspring. Jack Bobo represents a British biotech company that could produce genetically modified insects.
Can we put a gene into the mosquitoes that is self-limiting? And so what happens is we release male mosquitoes. Male mosquitoes don't bite. If you've ever been bit by a mosquito, it was a female. Our male mosquitoes mate with the female. They lay eggs, and the offspring never mature. End of story.
But most scientists agree that communities like Hawaii must buy into the solution as well as supporting the methodology employed to that end. Chris Farmer is Hawaii Program Director for the American Bird Conservancy.
We can't save about 71%. They're already gone. What we're talking about saving is the remaining forest birds, that 27%. That's what's left, and it's 33 species. And that's an incredible prize that we still can save that's within our grasp.
But according to the Conservancy, 10 of the 33 endangered native bird species in Hawaii have not been seen for decades. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.